The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Cameron Logsdon going to stop in today. Austin Anderson is going to join us tomorrow. We have
Austin will be here on Friday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Only Wednesday.
Damn it. I think today's Thursday.
Nope. You're passing over Regan and Peters tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you on the second.
We're all in this together.
Garfunkel of Garfunkel. No, it's her name is Ricky Lindholm. And a quick Mr. Skin search says, great nudity.
I checked it out.
She's a three-star or two.
During the break, yeah. She pulls out her boobs a lot. Yeah, she's okay. Kate my boobs in those videos.
Yeah. So I went down there.
Somebody said, don't forget about Philip. Remember, I think that is a Deadpool name. Her brother, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Macucci.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, I said maybe he's going to do that.
His parents said they didn't want to waste the name Macucci.
Yeah, Chris checking him. Don't forget Philip. What's Len Dog's email address? I want to change my Deadpool name.
Lendog at lendog.com.
L-E-N-D-O-G at L-E-N-D-O-G.com.
Right. Dog spelled the conventional way.
I guess he wants to change it to
Len
Philip.
Len spelled the conventional
Macucci.
Way.
Is Philip Macucci already a name?
That might be.
Or Philip McCrevis.
I think Phil McCrevis
it's Phil. It's Philip McCrevis. Phil McCrevis, right.
They're friends.
So there might be room for some McCoochies. I don't recall reading any McCoochies this season.
No, I don't think so either, but there is a crevice in there.
We've read a lot of names.
Or two.
TNTDeadpool.com. Get it done before midnight Central Time on New Year's Eve.
And nobody had Andre Brower, great actor who passed away just yesterday. Out of the blue, they said it was a short illness, no details. But we interviewed Andre a couple times in the late 2010s.
Yeah, 2009 and 2010.
That we say now? Okay. When can we start saying the 20s? Will it ever happen? Because people still think the 20s, unless you're only 20 years old, but you still think the 20s is an ancient flapper time.
The roaring
1920s. Yeah. Right. So that decade is called the 20s.
And it has been for so long that I don't think it's going to change.
I don't think it's going to change.
No, I think it depends upon the year you were born.
But we're almost out of people who were actually alive in that decade, too, aren't we?
They're pretty much all gone now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think
we can still say it. When I heard the word the 20s, I think then.
I mean, there are people who are still alive that were around in the 20s, but probably don't remember.
No, they're very old.
Well, there was the 90s CNN documentary with Rob Lowe hosted, the 90s.
It's called the 90s.
The last great decade, it's called, actually. Because it seems to me, now I don't know if it's old guys talking, but decades don't seem as stand out so far. Like, remember 2000, 2010? Oh, yeah, great.
They don't have, a fashion or an identity.
Yeah, it really does. In fact, I saw a story. And that's not just old guys talking either. I saw a story where they talked about pop music in 2001 and 2018 or something like that. And it was the same. I mean, they played some songs. And in that era, through the late 20th century, you could tell songs that were 20 years apart. Especially pop music, because there was different genres coming in and out. So that was kind of interesting.
I don't think that'll happen again where a decade has an identity, because there's not really any shared pop culture.
So everybody's not anymore.
Into their
You're
own,
right.
Everybody's streaming
that's
their own
a
thing.
Great
You've got
point.
Your own music on your phones.
Because I was reading that's a great point, Nick.
Everything's so highly personalized.
Yeah. It's all lanes anymore, right? Mm. Even radio's that way when it comes to music, at least.
Need at least a couple of decades to get some perspective to say, oh, okay, that decade stood for this?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Nick nailed it there. Is everybody's in their own little thing. And we talk about, all watching the Brady Bunch, and even people younger than us watch it in reruns and stuff like that. But I don't think there's that kind of shared thing.
There's not.
Not
everybody's watching, MASH.
Yeah, I'm not picking on anybody that's doing it now, any young kids now.
Well, I think back to what, Mark Gross told us about, trying to get ratings for the shows that he writes for.
Right.
The numbers of ratings that they consider a success now is a fraction of what some of those shows in the 90s used to get.
Right, because
they would have got shows canceled.
Yeah, so many slices of the pie now.
Yeah.
So many other choices.
Yeah, if they can
now
get
a
1.5 rating, they're thrilled.
Yeah, I wonder, this is what we won't know. I mean, historians might know this. Did people sit around in 1920, and when they said the 60s, did they mean the 1860s? Mm-hmm. You had a good point there, Todd. They might be a further away situation. But did anybody say, hey, back in the 60s, you mean the Civil War, whatever, the 60s? Did they say the 60s before the 60s we think of?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
We'll probably never know.
Ask an old dude, man. Yeah. If he's alive.
But I think, to Nick's point, the 21st century just could be the century of divisiveness.
Well, that's true.
Even the divisiveness in pop culture and the way we choose it, the way we consume it. And certainly political divisiveness.
Well, yeah.
Which has increased exponentially since 2000.
I can't put my finger on that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, there's not like fashion that stands out there. It's like,
no,
it's like variations
not.
Of Under Armour shirts.
There's not. You can see 90s fashion, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you watch like shows like The Friends that happened in the 90s, or like just any of those kind of TV shows in the 90s, you'll see the fashion trends. But you're right,
And some of that stuff's making its way back around. Having my daughter is, she's rifling through finding old concert T-shirts that we had in the basement, and things are, that kind of fashion is kind of coming back around.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite comedy podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager, a middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Yeah, we are these.
Yeah, if you want 90s fashion, you can look at me every day.
Well, yeah.
Look how we're all dressed today.
Fashionista Todd, we call it that.
Sweats closest to the bed, as I call them.
Right. No, it smell the best.
I describe my fashion sense as Belichickian.
Yeah.
I would wear something that
I don't know. He's
Bill
even a,
Belichick.
I don't know. I don't think you're as slobby as him, man.
Really? Yeah,
he's about as slobby as you can get.
Sleeves of your sweatshirt are still there, Todd.
Yeah.
You haven't sliced them off.
There's a couple I do. I have sliced off arms.
Yeah, but he does it weird. He does it like right there at the mid-forearm.
Yeah, that's about where I did it, too. I had a couple of sweatshirts like that.
Nah.
Don't know what happened to him.
It looks comfortable.
Speaking of history, our historical correspondent, Stinkweed Pete, right?
Oh, yes.
He came up with a little paragraph. You got that there, Todd?
Give me a time.
All right.
Came in last night at 11 o'clock.
The 60s came back. Came in the 60s.
The hell was he doing up at 11 o'clock?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to make one guess, considering his name is Stinkweed Pete.
Hey, you almost made it. I've listened a long time. You guys need a damn vacation. It's becoming unhinged for Christmas every year this week.
Yep.
I'm right there with you.
I kind of like that we get unhinged at the end of the year because, we say stuff we wouldn't normally say. No, we don't. We say the same thing in July.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's daughter called. She'd like a word.
I blame Walsh for that. I wouldn't even know who she was, man. Walsh called her beat before I did. I just said it on the air.
Off the air.
Yeah. It's a bit of a selfish job that you all have. You have talked to me. You've talked me and a lot of other people through some unfair or painful or just plain ridiculous crap. Not specifically, but just having someone change the subject and try to have some fun tends to result in real relief. Appreciate it. It's pretty cool. Mr. Tyler is my pervy thought soulmate. And Todd has long been my benchmark when it comes to surviving various intoxicants.
Thank you? I don't know if that's a compliment, Todd.
Yeah. 20 years now since my favorite goat banging hermaphrodite got a chance to really show what he, she could do.
That is 20 years. He, she.
Or not, he, she was a good move. Nick is great, although I've gained 15 pounds worth of rodeo burgers exclusively since his regular appearance on the show.
That sounds good.
Regular appearances every day.
Man. I do miss Craig. We all do. In his honor, this date on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, 2015, Todd was looking forward to his upcoming ski trip.
2015?
Yep, that was the year.
I still feel bad about that one. Reported in 2016, it caused an off-air fake leg amputation a day or two later.
Dick.
Awful.
Dick.
Sorry, Todd, and the Empire. Effing funny, though. Say hi to everybody.
Not if you were here when you told us it was
That was the dickest move of all dick moves that's ever been done.
And that's saying something for this show.
Yeah.
I felt bad at first, but in retrospect, I get prouder and prouder.
That was a weird, like, 7 minutes where you let us hang on that.
He told me, Puss and Craig, that he's got, we're gonna have to have his leg amputated with a straight face.
That's an insane thought to just think about telling them that. But the follow through is crazy.
Yeah, he did follow through.
Before were you the show.
I don't think you were here.
No, it's coming up like weekly or whatever.
No, he did it before the show, like 5 a.m. First thing, we're all real tired and burned.
About to go live. You know?
Yeah.
About to go live.
Hey, before we go on the air, I need to tell you they're going to have to amputate my leg. What? Right.
Did you run that by your Facebook group before doing that? Had other people done that?
No.
They would appreciate that.
Hey, my coworkers are dicks. I've been thinking about telling them I got to lose my leg.
That group would say, you're a dick.
They were right.
Yeah.
They'd be right.
They're a humorless group, I'm sure, Todd. Everybody just wondering, whining about their legs, so they don't want to hear that. Well, somebody probably did lose their leg.
They just,
that's still bothering you.
Wouldn't have seemed so funny to somebody who is
actually
probably
lost.
Going to lose his or her leg.
Yeah. Right. I just remember it being, like I say, it was maybe seven to 10 minutes he let us hang on that before he told us. And and we'd had the conversation the day before about how the anniversary and we'd all laughed. And I just remember thinking to myself, I probably can't play that for best of.
Yeah, you know, the weird part, he let us hang so long, like a zillion thoughts ran through my head, and one of the only good thought was, he could still talk. You know? I know he would have thought the same thing about me. Right? He could still do the show, right? Yeah.
But your voice is going to be fine, right?
I'm not getting my voice cut off, you know. It's my leg, you know.
And I'm not a very good actor, but I think I pulled it off that day.
You did.
I believed it. You ass.
I'm a method actor. I was into that one.
If you were a method actor, you would have actually had your leg cut.
Oh,
off.
You're right.
You are not a method actor.
Is that the end of that email?
That's the end.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stinkweed Pete. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Anybody listens, anybody that laughs, anybody that bitches, anybody that thinks we help them get through some bad times, it means a lot to us. It really does.
Stinkweed Pete goes beyond that.
You can help us get through bad times, too, because that's why the only reason we're here.
And he documents things from the show. So we appreciate that.
And more pervy things coming up, I'm sure. You know,
what?
Can't stop that.
And intoxicants. I'm sure we'll discuss some intoxicants today.
Cameron Logsdon in the studio. We are going to talk to dead people. Andre Brower passed away. We're going to re-enter an interview we had with him about back in the 10s.
2010.
Yeah, back in the 10s. So the very last 10. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.